This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind if you want and take control of the airwaves here on the radio. Also online, and we've been online forever, but last week we started doing a couple of things differently than previous years on the show. We began broadcasting on Twitch, so now we've got our video stream there, and that's been going very well. Actually, we had over the weekend, we crossed a certain threshold since it was our first week. Once you get X amount of hours in on streaming, then they will offer you, there's a couple other criteria, but they will offer you the what they call the Twitch affiliate program. I can tell you more about that, but we got signups. We have subscribers now on Twitch. We got 10 of them over the weekend, which is just fantastic. So thank you to everybody who's done that. We'll tell you more about how to do that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've always got news to talk about. The Vermont marijuana bill that is slated to be passed. The governor has said he's going to sign it. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Plus, will revenge porn purveyors be set as sex offenders in New Hampshire? There's a bill that's proposing that. I went and spoke against it at the State House recently. You can, of course, comment on whatever's on your mind. But to start things out here, Melanie, you had an outrageous-sounding story about a teacher in somewhere in the United States, I presume, that had instructed their students to do something fairly shocking.
Yeah, so this looks like it was a test. I can't tell if it was a test or just an assignment, and it doesn't say. So this fourth grade teacher at a... It's a private school, but they're not really. Actually, I don't know. Maybe this state has, I don't know, something like maybe vouchers or something like that.
Okay.
But and I don't know. But I'm just.
So it's a private school teacher.
Yeah, it's a private school. How private it actually is, I don't know. Because it's at the Our Redeemer Lutheran School, so. Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty private.
Yeah, unless they're serious
break-ins. What was it that the assignment was?
So the question on this assignment is to give three, quote, good reasons for slavery and three bad reasons.
Good reasons for slavery. Oh, okay. Because when you told me this before the show, you mentioned the good reasons, you didn't mention the bad reasons. So this is like a thought experiment, right, where... You know, they're supposed to take two different sides on things. I mean, it doesn't sound as offensive now that I know the whole story.
I mean, yes, it does.
Okay, tell me why.
Because so first of all, this wasn't at, like, a graduate-level philosophy class.
It's for,
okay, this
for
was a fourth-grade class.
True.
So that...
It's important to start. Really, wait a minute. Is it ever too early to start critical thinking skills?
It is always too early to start justifying slavery. There's not a single justification for that.
Well, I mean, there are justifications for it. I don't agree with them.
Okay,
but,
there's not a single good reason, as you put it.
Well, sure.
In the entirety of the universe.
There's not a moral reason for it, but, you know, from the perspective of the people who own slaves, I'm sure they could come up with things that they thought were good about it.
People can come up with reasons to justify whatever they want to do for absolutely anything, but that does not change the fact that there are no good reasons for slavery.
Okay. I agree with you there.
In all of time and space.
There are no moral reasons for slavery, but from the perspective of the person who owned the slaves, and this is a wrong perspective, there were reasons why they did that, right? Like, for them, they thought it was good to have free labor, which, of course, it wasn't free labor.
Okay, so if your argument for anything boils down to because I want to, you don't have an argument.
All right, fair enough. I wish we could have seen the answers that the kids provided?
Well, we saw one because apparently they took it back to their parent, and the parent called the school, and they wrote on here, I feel, quote, I feel there is no good reason for slavery. That's why I did not write.
Okay, good answer.
So then the parent...
Maybe it was just a trick question. Maybe the teacher wanted to see if the kids would be perceptive enough to write that answer. Because that's a pretty darn good answer.
Yeah. You really think that an elementary school teacher, that's what they were trying to do?
No, I don't know what they were trying to do. I don't know what they were thinking.
So the parent... rightfully complained to the school, and the school said they apologized, but said that their intent was not to make light of or justify slavery, which I don't see how that's possible, and would not comment on whether or not the teacher was disciplined. So I'm interpreting that to mean that nothing happened to the teacher.
Maybe not, but that was them not commenting to the media, right? Not to the parent. It wasn't clear to me, at least in that case, what was happening there? Because if they weren't commenting to the parent, then...
That's unclear here.
Okay. Because if they weren't commenting to the parent about the reasons, then the parent could very well, I think, and rightfully so, be upset and say, well, look, if you're not going to tell me what you did to this teacher, I pay for this school, you know, directly. It's a private school. I pay for this school.
Yeah, she does pay for it because it's a private school.
Right. I pay for this school. I want to know. And if they don't, then you take your kid out. If they don't have enough transparency for you as a customer, you can leave, which is one of the nice things about
okay, but at
school.
The same time, if I run a company, and even if it's I 100% own this company, I have customers, I provide services, and I have an employee who thought that this was a good idea, unless I live in some state where it's illegal to say, which I doubt it, then if the media comes to me and says, so, we heard that you have a employee that was publicly writing justifications for slavery, what happened to them? I'm going to be like, yeah, he's fired.
Oh, I agree with you. They should comment to the media. I mean, I think it's a good idea for PR's sake, but if anybody is owed an explanation, it's the parents in that particular case. Anybody who actually is a customer of that school who comes to them and says, what did you do? What, you know, actions did you take? I think that that they are definitely owed an explanation. I don't think the media is owed an explanation. I just think it's a good idea to comment to the media. And you don't have to get into details of exactly what the punishment was for the teacher, but I think you do have to get into those details if the parents
ask
for it.
I mean, so the media isn't owed information because information isn't non-aggression, but it's still... So all that means is that the media does not therefore have a right to do anything to the school for not giving information. If you publicly put out a paper saying that there are at least three justifications for slavery, and then don't redact that, and then refuse to speak on whether you did something to your employee who did that, I'm going to think
it's
ill
suspicious.
Of you. Because that is the logical conclusion here. And they're saying that that was not their purpose, but then they... didn't say what their purpose was. I mean, if you got an explanation for this, I'd like to hear it, because they're not given one, and the parent posted the letter from the school directly to her.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the school's response to her, because she decided to publicize that. So, no, there is no possible explanation for this. These kids are nine. You don't tell a nine-year-old... You don't tell anybody.
Well, let's get to, it just made me curious. I went to go and look here to see what would the internet say for the good reasons for slavery. Now, I agree with you. There aren't any good reasons
for it. You realize there's horrible people on the internet, right?
Yep. But this is these are the horrible people who actually were defending it back in the day. They argued that the sudden end to the slave economy would have a profound and killing economic impact in the South, where reliance on slave labor was the foundation of their economy. The cotton economy would collapse, the tobacco crop would dry in the fields, rice would cease being profitable.
Well, then I guess we don't need rice, because then what you're telling me is the market said we don't need rice. Okay, fine, we don't need rice then.
Yeah, and we hear lots of these kind of fear-mongering claims today about what would happen if we abolish, let's say, government ownership of roads or something like that. People believe that you know, cars would be careening into one another, that the roads would be even worse decrepit shape than they currently are. There's always fear-mongering that gets thrown around when you talk about moving towards more freedom. And we'll give you some more of their fear-mongering points coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up tonight, we'll give you the latest on what's happening with marijuana legalization, the first state to do it through the legislative process. It's going to be our next-door neighbor, Vermont. Which, you know, obviously I was hoping New Hampshire would be first, but that wasn't a realistic hope because New Hampshire has been behind the ball with the rest of the New England states on marijuana decrim, on medical marijuana. We're like the last to go. And so hopefully that's going to turn around. Hopefully we'll see that change soon, and maybe New Hampshire will be the second eastern seaboard state to legalize it through the legislative process. But the current governor is probably going to have to leave office before that happens. The good news is New Hampshire reelects the entire state government every 2 years. So he's already on his way out. This is his last year in this particular term, which is always nice because they don't stay around for very long here. So if you don't like it, if you don't like the governor, he's always up for re-election in the next couple years. So it's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, and there's now the on-air call-in line in our new Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, which, by the way, is apparently the number one libertarian Discord out there. Now, for listeners that are new to Discord, it's a voice and chat app. So you can chat via text, you can chat via voice, and there's different channels in there. There's one for Free Talk Live, there's one for Call to Freedom, there's one for cryptocurrency, gaming, general talk. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can check that out. And we've just busted through 100 users in the Discord over the weekend, and many more coming in this afternoon. So I didn't know what was going to happen with it. Turns out a lot of people are very interested in the LRN Discord. So thanks to everybody who's in there. And again, if you want to try out that on-air call-in line, you're welcome to jump in, and we'll get you on the radio. Also, I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go if you want to learn about Bitcoin and maybe get the latest news headlines. Maybe you don't need the basics about Bitcoin, but if you do, that's there. If you want the latest news, go to news.bitcoin.com, and you'll get the latest information from across the world about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So once again, that's Bitcoin.com. Melanie, you brought in a story coming out of it was a Lutheran private school. Do you remember what state that was?
It was Wisconsin.
So in Wisconsin, Lutheran private school teacher assigned their students to come up with three reasons. And we're talking about fourth graders here. Three reasons slavery was a good idea and three reasons that slavery was a bad idea. And so they decided they weren't going to be commenting to the media about this, which, as you pointed out, Melanie, they probably should have, because it doesn't make them look good if they don't come right out and say, yes, we've punished this person. Now, do you think that the teacher should be fired over this, or was this just a forgivable indiscretion that they should, you know, just get a reprimand and say, shame on you?
Okay, so if one of my employees does this, which...
If you're
it wouldn't
running
be
a school.
The exact same way, but if one of my employees, and I was going to have employees publicly or internally put out a document like this, they're gone. If
really?
One okay. of my, if I had a babysitter, because I wouldn't have like a 40-hour week babysitter, but if I had a babysitter who I found out did this, they're gone. So, I mean, from a
I think you're taking this way too seriously. I mean, I respect where you're coming from, and obviously you can run your business however you want to, but it certainly seems possible to me that this teacher was trying to have some sort of a, you know, take both sides of the issue discussion.
Okay, but so usually when you do that, okay, so like, for example, in law school when they did that, they didn't take something that was settled case law and say, okay, argue both sides of it. They took something where there was a position on both sides and assigned that. So you're not going to say... I mean, even in law school, they wouldn't do that with slavery. Because
there was a position for slavery. It's an immoral position, but there is a position there.
There's not a moral position.
I didn't say there was a moral position.
Okay, so then there's not really a position. If because
there is always a position arguing to enslave people.
It didn't say, what are three efficiencies of slavery? It said, what are three good reasons?
There are always...
And there aren't any.
There are always people who have reasons to argue for controlling others. I mean, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live, is we argue against those people seven nights a week. You know, if they call in there's going to be somebody out there who's going to take a position pro-state, pro-government, pro-force, pro-violence. I mean, we just had, over the weekend, one of our callers and former or sometime co-host, Jay Noon, called in to alert us that there's a state representative here in New Hampshire who moved here as part of the Free State Project that has now completely turned against libertarianism. And she is speaking out and attacking libertarians. I've actually got the quotes. I don't know if you've seen any of these things yet. You probably have.
I know that
have.
There's two people that were doing it. I don't know what exactly. I know they both voted for the quasi-income tax.
I had not heard that the other person had made similar comments.
I don't know what they said publicly or in Facebook, either of them, but I know how they voted.
Okay, yeah. Well, we know. Okay, so what happened was he called in to let us know that the two Free State Project participants who had moved here and successfully run for political office, they who'd done it as Democrats, they had voted for what was being called an income tax, and it's not...
It's a payroll tax.
Yeah, I mean, it basically taxes the income of the person prior to them receiving it, and it's got to be imposed by the actual payroll department of the company that they work for, and it's a terrible idea. I mean, it's a terrible anti-freedom proposal, but they voted for it. And so that was the news that we'd heard. And then apparently, after being questioned, rightfully so, by members of the libertarian community up here, who helped these people get elected, by the way, who've supported their businesses and have supported them as individuals for a long time, they questioned them, saying, well, why did you vote for this? This is basically a tax on income in a state, by the way, that doesn't have a state income tax. I think it's worth pointing that out to listeners who may be unaware. And so anybody that proposes an income tax in New Hampshire usually just goes down in flames politically. It's like the end of your political career. Even many of the Democrats feel like they have to sign an anti-income tax pledge in order to even have a chance of getting elected here in New Hampshire. That's how hard it is and how difficult it's been for the advocates of the state to get an income tax passed. They've been unsuccessful over all these years, and they keep trying. So this is like a backdoor version of this, which even supposedly has a opt-out provision written into it, but one of these supposedly libertarian state reps actually came out against the opt-out provision. And so in the response to one person's question to to one of these state reps, I've got a lengthy response here, and I'm going to read it because I think it opens up an interesting question, and we could talk more about slavery later, if necessary. Of course, you're welcome to call in toll-free here and bring up anything.
Well, I mean, this is current. Slavery is kind of settled, as far as I know, I hope.
Right. But again, we're talking – well, I mean, chattel slavery is settled, but we're all still enslaved to the government today. So slavery is still around. It's just bigger than it's ever been. You get to stay in your own home and take care of your own health and, take care of your own family and all that, but you still are enslaved to the state. You still are doing what the state tells you to do. You're still paying them the amount they demand from you. Just because those demands aren't as high as they were on slaves of old doesn't mean it's not slavery. So this woman has changed from libertarian into basically an advocate of slavery, and we'll give you her excuse for that, her explanation coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got also Discord. You can get on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, and there's actually a call-in line room in there that you can use to get on the air with us. We're talking about the change that has happened to more than one person, shockingly, that has moved here to New Hampshire, because what we have, for listeners that are maybe new to the show, there's a, let's call it a New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on here. There's different groups of libertarians who've been voluntarists and anarchists who've been coming here from all around the country and around the world, in fact. Melanie, you moved from Louisiana. I moved from Florida. People have come from as far away as Russia to move here for more freedom. Because not only are you instantly more free by moving to New Hampshire from most places, but you're also, you have a greater chance of being more free in the future because there are libertarian activists like us who have been converging here for more than a decade, actually about 15 years at this point. And So it's been successful. Like, we've had this tremendous influx of liberty-minded people. They've gotten active. Many of them have run for political office. And now there's been a tragic occurrence of a libertarian who was elected to state representative who has now renounced libertarianism and further attacked her fellow supporters.
I don't know if you can say that Amanda flipped, because I have no evidence of her ever being a libertarian in the first place.
Okay.
Just because somebody moved to New Hampshire and, you know, decided generally, that the FSP was a good place to be immediately accepted does not evidence of their libertarianism.
All right. I guess I should find some of the old articles that I wrote about her back on FreeKeen.com. I'm one of the bloggers, as you are, Melanie, over at FreeKeen, which is arguably one of the most popular issues blogs in all of New Hampshire. It's one of the more noteworthy libertarian blogs probably on the planet, because we've been there for a decade. We've done a lot of reporting on the activism movement here, and that has included me reporting on Amanda Bolden and her activism, which has largely been pretty libertarian over time. She started Shire Sharing.
Oh, that's not specific to libertarianism. So I'm not saying she's never done activism, but just because somebody's done activism does not evidence that they're a libertarian unless it's specifically libertarian activism.
Okay, what are you, so like creating a charity that doesn't rely on the state, you're saying not libertarian?
I'm not saying it's not libertarian, I'm saying it's not specifically libertarian. There are people who are not libertarians that would be in favor of handing out food on Thanksgiving.
That's true, but the people who are behind Shire Sharing are largely the libertarians who moved here as part of the Free
State
Project.
Right, because that's who she had access to. That doesn't prove that she herself is a libertarian.
Well, this is an interesting claim.
I mean, she voted for Medicaid expansion 2 years ago.
She did, and she got a lot of heat for that, and basically her excuse at that time was that, well, it was going to pass anyway, so she had to do what was politically expedient for her, and that's a, you know, typical political politician's
excuse. I could get that level of integrity from a politician. Like, I don't need an anarchist or a libertarian minarchist for that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I can tell you this, having had talked to Amanda over the years, I had no reason to believe what you're saying, which is that you don't believe that she was ever a libertarian.
I don't know that. I'm saying I haven't seen it. Maybe there's...
You didn't know her, though, right?
I didn't know her personally. I've known her. I know that she flipped to the state. She flipped over a first possession misdemeanor marijuana charge.
Yeah, so...
So basically, which is a ticket here. You're going to get like a $500 ticket. Even before NCRM, that was like a $500 ticket. So she flipped over a ticket.
She snitched on people, basically.
She flipped for a ticket. She wasn't facing time. Amanda Bolin
flipped for a
ticket.
She's not a brave person. She basically
is a coward.
Then she
shouldn't be smoking weed in the state house and in the driveway of other legislators.
I don't know if she was smoking weed at the state house.
Well, she was on recording telling... I remember it being the FBI, but you said you remember it being the state police.
State police, prosecutor.
Whatever government agent she was telling to was telling them that she was smoking weed in the state house.
No, what they had was, that was not what was said, if I recall correctly, because I did listen to the interview audio you're talking about. What you're referring to was a larger case about a guy who was a state rep named Kyle Tasker, who was investigated for ostensibly propositioning a teenage girl on the internet. Turns out he was actually propositioning an undercover police officer, so there was no teenage girl in that particular case. But regardless, they got a warrant, they searched his house, and when they searched his house, they found marijuana and mushrooms and apparently logs, so a ledger of sales. And so in that...
By the way, don't keep a record of your felonies.
Yeah, it's a bad plan.
if you're
going to, you might not want to put the actual people's names on there or whatever. But in this case, he had names of some state reps who were ostensibly purchasing cannabis from him. And they had found chat logs with Amanda Bolden, who was also a state rep, and she knew him, and they seemed to be somewhat close to one another.
Also, Facebook, not a good way
Facebook, not encrypted.
To do...
Don't sell drugs over Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't sell drugs over any kind of unencrypted channels, and you probably don't want to even sell them over encrypted channels just in case somebody gets a hold of your phone and don't have a password on it or
something
like that.
Yeah, once they get quantum computing, everything that is encrypted will now be unencrypted, so maybe don't do it there either.
They came after her, and because they found her chats with him, and they, you know, they had a lot of questions for her, and she did lay out the answers to those questions.
Okay, but
rather
they
than
weren't.
Keep her
they
mouth
weren't
shut.
Even asked. They weren't talking to her about. And I don't know what happened before the recording went on, but they weren't talking to her about the proposition to the alleged underage person.
No.
She didn't know anything about that. They were talking to her about weed.
That's right.
The only thing they possibly had her on, which
was
they really didn't have
which
her
they
on,
right, because she
until
would have had
she
to admit
talked,
it. Yeah.
Was a simple possession first offense marijuana.
You were
that
correct.
Is laughable. That is
I agree with you.
A ticket. She flipped yep. for a ticket.
Look, you don't have to convince me. I'll tell you, I'm the one who broke the news publicly about her snitching. If you go and search freekeen.com for the word snitch, you're going to find a very detailed article about what happened.
But my
there.
Point is, we've known this for a while, so regardless yeah. of what she did or didn't do
she
before
be
that.
She can't be trusted.
Yeah, so this is the quality of the person that we're dealing with. We're dealing with
she's
the quality of the person who voted for Medicaid expansion and who flipped for a ticket.
Right. We're talking about a coward, which is what most politicians are. So she
but
is
there
basically,
was nothing to even be afraid of. It was a $500
I'm line. With you, dude, but we know
like,
a thing
afraid
or two.
Of what? Like,
you're
most
not
cowards
a coward.
Are, like, afraid of... Something. Afraid
she's
afraid, of
she was afraid. The
whatever
excuse was. The excuse was she was worried about her kid. She was worried about them.
She wasn't worried
her
about
kid
her kid
her.
When she was smoking weed in Tyler Casker's driveway.
Well, no, she probably thought she was going to get away with it. But she was worried at that point that they were going to come after her child if they came after her with the criminal charge.
Well, if she's that worried about that,
but
then
I
she
agree with,
shouldn't be doing things that would incriminate her.
I get what you're saying. And ultimately, she incriminated herself by talking to the police, which, had she kept her mouth shut...
They wouldn't have had anything on her. So
exactly.
a drug dealer has your name in a book. So what?
Right.
I can write anybody's name in a book right now and
right.
say anything about them. That is not evidence of anything.
So, you know, all these things were some disappointing things about her, but... regardless, a lot of the stuff she's done in the past has been very good. I've written a lot of positive things about her. Before the article about the snitching, if you go and you search Amanda Bolden on Free Keen, it's just glowing article after glowing article about Shire Sharing or some of the other political things that she's done that have been pro-freedom. She was the one who got the Narcan bill put through here in New Hampshire. That
you know,
legalizes...
Didn't part of that bill involve funding...
No, it legalizes the purchase of Narcan for, you know, basically so you can have it. And
okay.
Narcan is a chemical that...
I think there is more than one bill about Narcan and maybe only one of them passed.
I don't know.
Okay.
But this is, you know, this is the one that legalized it. So she's done some good work, and she's done some pro-liberty work in the state house. It's just that she's not perfect, and many of the other state
okay.
reps aren't perfect either.
For
but now
is,
she's
is
gone...
not perfect. That's just evil human being. Those are two different
It's cowardice.
Levels.
It's not evil. It's cowardice. More coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free. But now she has completely repudiated libertarianism, completely turned against us.
I think she was always Democrat.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$450 free, like 5-4-3-7-3-3. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts about what you want, but I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System, which you can go and get one for yourself over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. And you can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. And it is just about the easiest thing you could possibly do as far as setting up a security system, because this is wireless. Normally, if you get a security system for your home, you got to be drilling holes, running wires. It's a pain in the butt. This, you just unbox it, you pop the batteries in the cameras, you put them where you want, and you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. You configure when it's operable, when it's going to send you, you know, clips of what happens in front of it, if it detects motion, how long those clips should be. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. We're going to continue. We'll talk more about the state legislator who is a Free State Project participant who has now completely turned against libertarians and is on the attack publicly. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts here, because you can bring up anything you want. We got Ryan. He's on the line in Ontario, listening on Twitch. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, great. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, what's up? Dude, I love your show. It's so great.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And, I recently came across 6,500 Bitcoin. Believe it or not, 6,500 Bitcoin from this site called NiceHash. It's one of the best sites ever. Yes.
Called what?
NiceHash. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. Isn't that a Bitcoin mining kind of technology?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't understand how you just came across 6,500 Bitcoins from a website. Can you explain that?
Woke up one day, looked at my balance, and bam, 6,500 Bitcoin. Became a millionaire that day. Changed my life completely.
Yeah, when was this?
Just the other day, actually.
Just the other day. Uh-huh. You just happened to wake up, and a website just happened to give you 6,500 bitcoins.
And then you decided to publicly tell
everybody about
the IRS and everybody else.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If only getting 6,500 bitcoins were that easy.
Well, no, because then that would just be inflationary.
Right, because then it wouldn't be worth millions upon millions of however many, I don't know, what's that, a few hundred million, a couple hundred million right now? Anyway, toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. So I get your skepticality here when it comes to Amanda Bolden, who's a Free State Project early mover. She's a migrant, supposedly, who moved to New Hampshire for liberty. You're saying you don't buy it. You think that she was always a statist.
I'm not saying that she was never a libertarian. I'm saying I don't have any evidence of that.
Okay, well, because Singularity in our chat room over at the Discord, discord.lrn.fm, makes a great point. He says, when you run an illegal agorist ice cream stand at Porkfest, which is the yearly camping festival the Free State Project puts on, and your freezer is painted yellow and black, which are the colors of the anarcho-capitalists out there, you might think that she wasn't a statist.
Okay, yeah, so the problem with that is, so if I go to a festival where I can make money and put insignia on my products that the people who I'm selling products to would like...
Yeah, but you understand, she's, like, living around these people. She lived here in New Hampshire. It lives here in New Hampshire.
A lot of people live around
out.
Us. That
she hung out at the Quill, which
she
is...
She hung out at the Quill when she wanted to make... announcement, yeah. And that was the only time she ever hung out at the Quill.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You're saying she was faking it. According to her, because she's on video or on recording, telling the cops that the Quill is what did she say? It was
she said it was not a pleasant place to be or something like that. Some sort of I'm paraphrasing, but she didn't like the Quill. But just because you don't like the Quill doesn't make you not a libertarian.
But it makes you somebody who doesn't. Like the Quill. So one of the things was that she hung out.
A lot of people don't
like
the Quill.
Okay,
but what I'm telling you is that she was integrated within the community here. Like, if there was some sort of indicator that she was actually a statist from the beginning, I think people would have picked up on it. It's not like she just showed up and got elected.
She voted for Medicaid.
That was years after she moved here.
Okay. So
she was living here amongst the community of libertarians, many of whom are very good at sussing out a non-libertarian person who comes and hangs around.
There's all kinds of non-libertarian people who come
she,
and hang
okay,
around.
Let me give you a little
we
bit more information, since
will.
You are being totally critical of what I'm saying to you.
Of the person who flipped and the person who voted for
this isn't the first time. Look, this isn't the first time this has happened. If you go to freekeen.com, search for Will May. He was a blogger at Free Keen who flipped to turn into a statist. So, I mean, there's other people. A guy named David Cruz moved here to Keene, lived here for years. He was a conservative Christian when he moved here, and when he left, he was a socialist gay man. So, I mean,
at least makes a little bit more sense, but...
Okay. I mean, it's a complete change from who he was when he moved here to who he became while he was here. He is no longer a libertarian at all.
Okay, so maybe one day Amanda Bolden was a libertarian.
That's what I'm telling you.
But
everybody pretty much believed, you're being skeptical of this, but everybody that I knew bought in to the idea that she was a libertarian because she had a great story. Like, let me give you a little bit back, but more background here. According to a post from freekeen.com going all the way back to 2012, this was actually a repost of a story from newhampshire.com, which is the union leaders website, about the Free State Project and some of the participants. They interviewed Amanda Bolden. Quote, Amanda Bolden is a Free State Project participant who moved here from Dallas, Texas. For a brief time, she was a member of the Tea Party, but turned her back on that organization when she encountered what she described as irreconcilable differences with the party's ideals. Quote, I knew a couple thousand people that I shared values with were already here in New Hampshire, so I don't feel like an invader. I don't see how it's any different from people from Massachusetts moving here to pay lower taxes, and probably people from New York and New Jersey would do the same thing. Unquote. For Bolden, goes the article here, the idea of liberty is at the core of the Free State Project, and it's an idea that means different things to different people. Once people move to New Hampshire, or once members move to New Hampshire, quote, they pursue liberty however they find it suitable, said Bolden. She continued saying, quote, some members address the goal through politics, but not all. So there she is talking about liberty.
There is nothing substantive in that statement.
Wow.
Except
I don't know why
the fact that she was from Houston, yeah, and then, or doubt, whatever, and then
she
moved
supports
to New
liberty.
Hampshire.
She moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
And then she said it means whatever you want. There is not a substantive statement other than where she lived and where she lives now.
No, it wasn't. That's not what
statement.
She said. She didn't say it means whatever you want.
She said
says,
it means different things to different people.
Yeah, what she was referring to is the idea of different approaches to doing activism. She's been a supporter of the inside the system approach, although she came out to Keene once when we had an illegal, it was going to be a flea market that was unpermitted in Keene's Railroad Square, that at the time she was going to be one of the vendors. Now, the police shut it down before it even got started and threatened everybody with arrest, but she was there with her daughter prepared to set up and sell illegal agorist underground-made ice cream. I mean, by all indicators, Melanie, and again, you don't know this lady, so you're just sitting there speculating like you know something about this, but you don't.
I didn't say she was never libertarian. I said there's, and nobody is giving me any evidence that she was a libertarian.
I'm telling you, we've interviewed her on this show multiple times. She sat, maybe not in this studio, but from Porkfest. We were live there at the Liberty Forum. We've had her on the phones here to talk about Shire Sharing and her personal story on why she moved to New Hampshire. She came from a conservative household. So she's had a change from being a conservative to a libertarian, and apparently now to rejecting libertarianism and embracing the left. So, I mean, I'm trying to just explain this to you, and you keep shooting me down, like,
well,
just because I don't have a just because I don't have a huge
evidence.
Roll of evidence
you,
to show to you.
You're giving me things that are she defended something when she stood to make money from it.
Yeah.
And she gave food to poor people. Like,
I mean,
does not prove libertarian.
I appreciate the cynicism, but I mean, it's cynicism to the max. You're basically throwing cynicism in the face of all the people who knew this lady and who were close to her. I'm not saying I was close to her, but there were plenty of people who were that they didn't have any idea this was going to happen to her. So, and speaking of this, we haven't even gotten into what she has to say yet. So we're going to get into that. I've got this statement from her that explains why she is voting now in favor of basically an income tax in New Hampshire. This is a Free State Project state representative who has moved to New Hampshire as part of this organization of people that I believe are you a Free Stater, Melanie?
I signed the thing when I moved up here. I shouldn't have. I don't really go to any of their stuff.
Gotcha. Well, they don't really do much stuff. The Free State Project, they throw a camping festival once a year. They throw the Liberty Forum, which is their wintertime hotel event. And it's really the only two things that they do. But they were successful in getting a lot of people to move here. And she was one of them. And it's always just so sad to see any libertarian to leave the ideas of liberty and re-embrace the idea of coercion. But it is also instructional and interesting to find out why. And she does explain what her path was. Coming up here in moments, we'll tell it to you. And you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.